Remembering Jesus Christ. Keep doing this in remembrance of me. Luke 22:19. A reason why some celebrate Christmas. Regarding Christmas, some say that Jesus is the reason for the season. They celebrate Christmas to commemorate his birthday. Why is it a challenge? Popular Christmas music and many Christmas customs have little to do with Jesus Christ. Millions who celebrate the holiday do not put faith in him. Some do not even believe that he existed. In the commercial world, Christmas has become a holiday to advertise goods rather than an occasion to remember Jesus. What Bible principles can help? The Son of Man came to give his soul a ransom in exchange for many. Mark 10:45. Jesus spoke the words quoted at the beginning of this article, obviously not on his birthday, but on the night before he died. On that evening, he instituted a simple ceremony to memorialize his death. Yet, why would Jesus want his followers to remember his death rather than his birth? Because Jesus' ransom sacrifice gives obedient humans the opportunity to receive everlasting life. The wages sin pays is death, says the Bible. But the gift God gives is everlasting life by Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. Thus, each year on the anniversary of his death, Jesus' followers remember Jesus Christ not as a helpless infant, but as the Savior of the world. John 4:42. Christ suffered for you, leaving you a model for you to follow his steps closely. 1 Peter 2:21. To honor and remember Jesus, you should study his example as a perfect, intelligent man. Also, meditate on the way Jesus displayed compassion, patience, and the courage to do what is right, and look for opportunities to imitate him in your own life. The kingdom of the world did become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will rule as king forever and ever. Revelation 11:15. When you remember Jesus Christ, consider what he is doing now. Jesus is ruling as a heavenly king. God's word prophesied regarding Jesus, "With righteousness he must judge the lowly ones, and with uprightness he must give reproof in behalf of the meek ones of the earth." Isaiah 11:4. Those appealing qualities belong not to a newborn baby, but to a mighty ruler. End of article.